Manu Patra alerts dated 5 October 2018. Panchkula Special CBI Court has granted regular bail to Dera Sachar Sauda Chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Insan in castration case. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that a citizen has no fundamental right to carry on any trade or business in liquor. However, once the state permits trade and business in liquor, it cannot discriminate between person or suppliers who are qualified to carry on trade or business. High Court of Kerala has expressed deep anguish and dissatisfaction on the failure of authorities in implementing the earlier order of the court on illegal hoardings flex boards across the state. Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to Odisha-based journalist Abhijit Iyer Mitra, who has been accused of making derogatory remarks on the Sun Temple in Konark, Odisha. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea by an accused in the sensational Kathua gang rape and murder case seeking fresh investigation in the matter on grounds that the probe conducted earlier was allegedly motivated. Delhi High Court has acquitted former TV anchor and producer Suhaib Ilyasi in his wife's murder case. Delhi High Court has decided to set up a committee to examine and give recommendations on providing several welfare measures like Provident Fund. Bombay High Court has asked state government and the BMC to implement the policy on satellite mapping and aerial photography to identify and act against illegal structures in Mumbai and across the state. Supreme Court has said that time taken up by litigations during the corporate insolvency resolution process has to be excluded from the mandatory limit of 270 days in case company law tribunals uphold the plan to revive a debt-ridden company. Supreme Court has dismissed the plea on behalf of former Gujarat Cadre IPS officer Sanjeev Bhatt's wife challenging his arrest in relation to a 1996 drug planting case. Delhi High Court has acquitted a man of the charges of raping and murdering an 81-year-old widow at her South Delhi residence over 4 years ago. Delhi High Court has held, while dismissing a woman's plea who allegedly subjected her in-laws to cruelty, that a senior citizen can seek eviction of his son, daughter or legal heir from an ancestral or self-acquired property if they are ill, treated. Delhi High Court has inquired the status of repair works on the Old Delhi Sub-Branch Canal, DSBC, from Haryana government after the petition was filed for delay in repair work. Delhi High Court has pulled up the Delhi government over its decision to exclude non-Delhi patients from seeking treatment at Guru Tegh Bahadur, GTB, hospital and said it is a violation of an individual's right to health care under the law. Delhi High Court has taken note of failure of Delhi government to fill up vacancies in family courts and warned of coercive measures if appointments are not made soon. Bombay High Court has rejected a petition by NSEL, National Spot Exchange Limited, broker seeking their deregistration from Markets Regulator, Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI. Bombay High Court has held that builder is not liable to pay service tax on one-time maintenance charges collected from flat buyers. Bombay High Court has asked central government to reopen the facility to file GSTTRAN-1 to allow the taxpayers to rectify the human typographical errors. Madras High Court has held that appointments to certain teaching staff posts were made in law colleges affiliated to Dr. Ambedkar Law University in violation of the regulations of UGC and directed the university to identify and remove them from service and appoint qualified persons in their posts. National Company Law Tribunal has admitted ICICI Bank's plea to begin insolvency proceedings against Mehul Choksi owned Geetanjali Gems. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that consideration received for relinquishment of right to sue does not attract income tax either under Section 45 or Section 28, via, of the Income Tax Act, 1961. NGT has directed the railways to submit an action plan for maintaining cleanliness on platforms and tracks and has asked the Controller and Auditor General, CAG, to conduct its performance audit at regular intervals. NGT has asked Rajasthan State Pollution Control Board and Udaipur District Administration to take action into the allegations of noise pollution caused by hotels in the city. NGT has directed Delhi Government and Delhi University to submit within 2 weeks a list of buildings which have not installed rainwater harvesting system. NGT has rapped National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, for not maintaining mandatory green cover along national and state highways and mentioned that marriage lawns had come up besides the road instead of trees.